I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Investigations follow last Sunday's chaos in Brazil. On January 8, supporters of Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed government buildings demanding a coup. Critics accused Capital Security Forces of supporting the protesters. Authorities arrested one ex-security official and issued a warrant for another, the former head of Capital Police. Ricardo Kruskinski with Transworld Radio Brazil says,
the conflict in Brazil reflects a climate of instability in a divided country.
Pray for peace in Brazil and unity among the followers of Christ.
We are praying for the Lord to pacify hearts and encourage leaders in the Brazilian church to pray for the authorities. We believe that they were constituted as a part of God's plans.
And an ultra-nationalist Israeli minister visited the Temple Mount earlier in January, drawing international criticism. It's the first visit by a high-ranking Israeli official in years due to a tenuous political situation. The site's revered by both Jews and Muslims. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
what I find fascinating is the wrestling over where you can pray and who holds a piece of the religious market and who should and who shouldn't be where to pray at any given time. And it's just sort of fascinating that in history, these things repeat themselves, whether that's in Jerusalem or in other parts of the world.
Ask God to bring peace and justice to Jerusalem and the surrounding land, and pray the love of Jesus would foster healing. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.